how is Midnight Madness different this year?
Well, usually we have all the stores participate on the same night, or all the businesses, I should say, because I should include the restaurants, and it's one big night. It's the second week in December, and we have party atmosphere and horse riding and horse carriages, and we have a market, and of course all of that we can't do this year, so we were trying to decide how we could support all of the stores and still have a little bit of fun. And so between the town and I, we came up with the idea of doing the Advent Midnight Madness. And so we're going to focus on a different store every single day, or a different business, I should say. And because there are some restaurants, even though the restaurants are closed, we will be doing, they will be able to do takeout from these restaurants. And so we started on December 1st with La Belle Objet, and we're going right the way through to the 24th of December. And each day, one business is focused on, and they will be offering some kind of special, be it a 30% off or a percentage off their items, or a special on certain things in the store. Some of the places, like the Duck Farm, is offering a special on their roasted duck with herbs, for example. and we at the bookstore, we're going to be offering a 20% off all books on that day. So and also, every single purchase you make at that business, you have a chance to win a gift certificate. So at the end of the day, they will be doing a draw, and there will be a lucky winner of a gift certificate. And there's a second gift certificate that the town has matched the costs of each gift certificate. And so there will be a second gift certificate available on the town's Facebook page. And that's the town's Facebook page, VLBTBL, on their Facebook page, not the tourism page. And if you make a comment about that store on the day, you will have a chance to win a second gift certificate. And the gift certificates are between $30 and $50 each.
Are you still doing a Christmas market?
No, we're not doing a Christmas market. I have seen that there is a Christmas market, a local Christmas market online, that they're going to be selling. They're going to be selling goods online this year. We just can't do a Christmas market. And so we have reached out to some of the people who do participate in the Christmas market, and they're going to be, so you're going to be driving to them instead, like the Duck Farm, the Liancourville wine, and Smuggly Buffs, they all participate. Oh, and Boulangerie Lace, they all participate in the market itself. And this year we can drive to their places, and they each have a special day to
right.
do it. So
are you still doing the hidden gnomes in the store that you take a picture with?
No, we're not going to do that this year. we decided it gets very complicated if you have too many sort of prizes to find or whatever. So we decided to focus all of the gift certificates onto those two chances to win. And it gives each business a little bit of an opportunity to showcase what they have, because there is so much in Knowlton. And it's amazing. You know, even when I go around to Canvas for this event, I just am amazed how much I see and that I want to get. I mean, for example, La Belle Objet, it's like a market from another place, you know, because you go in there and there's all these incredible things that you can find. And you can get clothing from Windrush, you can get all kinds of gourmet foods. We've got Domenica, we've got Boulangerie Lays, we've got the Duck Farm, we've got Virgin Hill Coffee, so you can go and check out their new drive-through. And and then we've got Star Cafe with the new owner, and he's going to be on the 24th of of December, so he's celebrating Christmas. And chez moi, chez toi, this is the first time that they've been involved with Christmas, but they can do it this year because, you know, it's great fun. And some people, you know, they're like, oh, it must have been really hard for you to let so-and-so, you know, who got to go on the Saturday and the Sunday of the weekend. But some places actually chose to not do their events on the weekend. They chose to do them during the week because on the weekend they're already busy. And so this gives them a chance to have a busy day during the week as well. And yeah. Yeah, because like chez moi, chez toi, they're always fully busy on the weekends, and then so they chose to do a Wednesday evening, for example.
Right. Oh, this is such a fun idea. I love it.
Yeah. Well, it's I really hope that lots of people in Knowlton, well, Lacrobe, I should say, take part in it. We didn't put it on the tourism website. We didn't put it in any papers stretching too far away, because we wanted it to be a local event for everybody to shop by local, and there, as I say, there's so many things that we can find just around. I know I'm going to be visiting. I'm aiming to visit every single store. I feel, because I'm the organizer, I feel,
yeah,
I should be just making sure that they're all happy.
Right.
So I have to go to La Belle Objet today.
That's a fun adventure, though.
And I'm posting every single day, the day before their events on Facebook, on Knowlton.com, Lacrobe.com, and in the Midnight Madness Facebook page every single day, the day before, so that people can get themselves ready if they go, oh, I want to go and get coffee. And
right.
I've already posted for tomorrow. So
right.
People can, so if you want to know about each day, you can go to Facebook, or and we do have posters around town, and you can ask any business, they should know if they read their instructions. But we do have posters around town as well.
Wow, well, thank you so much for sharing all that information.
No problem.